or Ethnic Station, 690 days, 680 nights.
This is Radio Bolivie, broadcast every Friday here at WNZK Radio, 690 AM, hosted by syndicated columnist Ray Hanania and Layla Al-Husseini. Get information on show guests and topics by visiting RadioBolivie.com. We want to hear your views. Call in during the show by dialing 248-557-3300. And now, Radio Bolivie.
And good morning and welcome to Radio Bolivie. I'm Ray Hanania here on October 26th. It's 8 a.m. in Detroit, 7 o'clock in Chicago. You could be listening to us on the radio, hopefully, at WNZK AM 690 Radio in the Detroit region. Or you could also be listening to us all over the world using Radio Aramica by dialing on your cell phone, 712-432-8008. That's 712-432-8008. If you forget that, of course, you can always go to our website at RadioBolivie.com. And if you go there, you can get information on our podcasts, about our shows, the columns that I write that are syndicated by creators and published in the Saudi Gazette and other newspapers in the Middle East. You could also get information on Good Morning Michigan, our partner radio show, part of the U.S. Arab Radio Network, hosted by Layla Al-Husseini, Monday through Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock in Detroit. And also available on Radio Aramica. It's a great program. Using your cell phone, if you're not in range outside of the Detroit, Michigan region, not in Windsor, Canada, not in Northern Ohio, you can always tune in to our radio show at WNZK AM 690, Monday through Thursday, to hear Layla Hosseini's Good Morning Michigan, or Radio Bolivie on Fridays, like today, this morning, by dialing 712-432-8008. We're brought to you by Ziad Brothers Importing, Jake's Candy, Icon Computers, the law offices of attorney Stephen Lagana, and the law offices of Jumana K. Ruse. We're also brought to you by MC Gold TV, Sabil Media, and the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs. Jumana and all of our sponsors are so important to us, but the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs at WRMEA.org is a great source for news. And you want to visit and support them. It's the only national magazine that focuses on Arab-American issues. Also, there's Life for Relief and Development, the Dearborn Free Press, and the National American Arab Medical Association. I know it's a lot of sponsors and supporters, but we're trying to build a network here that will showcase the needs of everybody in the Detroit region and also promote their events. I know last night was a phenomenal event hosted by St. Jude's, and one of the big recognized honorees was Jumana K. Ruse, and who's an attorney who's just so generous in supporting so many good causes. And as you know, St. Jude's was founded by the late Danny Thomas, who was one of the first, when I was young, American Arab actors that I would see on TV. He was just phenomenal, great guy. When he first started, what's interesting about Danny Thomas, he's a great guy, Lebanese American. His parents immigrated to the U.S., and he had adapted and adopted this country and its culture, but never forgot his heritage. And he was a Arab Christian, and he prayed to St. Jude, and he said, "Listen, if I'm successful, I promise to do whatever I can to help promote St. Jude." And it's something that a lot of Muslims do, especially today. Today is the Eid, so Eid Mubarak to all of our Muslim listeners, by the way. It's a big holiday for them, and we'll talk a little bit about that also, too. But Danny Thomas said, "I'm going to remember my religion," and that's something that a lot of Arabs do. And when he became successful, one of the first things he did was out in Memphis, Tennessee, he started the St. Jude's Research Hospital, Children's Research Hospital, to help little kids. Today, St. Jude's is the research hospital is probably one of the main medical centers out there finding and researching ways to save little kids. And it's a great cause, and I know Jemana and I spoke about it, and she was very proud to be able to support them with a significant donation. It was huge, and she's another one who has always been thankful for her own success and has done everything she has tried to do to share that and help others. So that was a good thing. So it's very appropriate that she was recognized last night at the St. Jude's Children's Research Center 50th anniversary dinner, which was a big event, very huge. And then I also know that tonight she is going to be honored by the Arab American Chamber of Commerce. Faye Baydoun, who's the executive director and on the executive board, and what a great person she is. Faye's always been a big supporter. She's one of our supporters at the National Arab American Journalists Association. Faye will be there. Ali Dater, who is the board chairman of the Arab American Chamber of Commerce. It's a great organization. They're also going to be recognizing Jemana K. Ruse with the Economic Bridge Builder of the Year Award. And that's a big distinction for all the work that she's done. So for Jemana K. Ruse, we wish her the best because this is a big weekend. Last night, St. Jude Children's Research Center recognized her great support and contributions. And tonight at the Arab American Chamber of Commerce, she'll be recognized for the work and support that she's done with the chamber. So we wish her the best and congratulate Jemana K. Ruse for that great effort. If, by the way, I'm not sure it's online yet, but if you have the copy of the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs, there's a great story about the Syrian American Medical Society's and Sunrise Foundation's fundraiser to raise money to help the children and civilian victims of the brutality that's taking place in Syria. So if you get a chance, you want to check that out. Our number is 248-557-3300, 248-557-3300. We're going to take a break in a minute here, but one of our topics today is going to be the Eid and how are you celebrating the Eid. The Eid is a very important holiday. We'll also talk about the attempt to have an Eid truce in Syria, which, of course, they're 8 hours or 9 hours ahead of us. So they're probably, hopefully, that took place. It's just tragic that all the people are suffering there because of this conflict. We don't want to see anybody suffer there. Syria is so important to the American Arab and the community and the Arab world. We want to see everything worked out well. Probably the best thing is going to be regime change in Syria. You can't have a small minority, control the entire country. You got to give the people a true democratic voice. But we're also going to talk a little bit about the hypocrisy that we have in this country. I mean, you hear how President, Obama and the Israelis are hammering Syria and how they're hammering Iran. You heard about how they criticized Egypt. But I'm going to tell you something. There is a book that I'm reading now. I'm almost done with it. It's called 500 Days by Kurt Eichenwald. And what it does is it talks about everything that happened after September 11th. The 500 days after September 11th. And here's the one troubling thing that I learned in this book, besides the fact, and it's very disturbing because I served in the military and I'm a very proud American. I was born in this country. The very disturbing fact is that the U.S. used not only torture against their prisoners, but most of the prisoners were just innocent people who were sold out for money. The U.S. went into Afghanistan, Pakistan, and even Iraq. And they said, listen, if you know anybody who's Al-Qaeda, tell us who they are and we'll pay you. And, of course, there's some terrible people out there in the world, as we know. And they just started turning in everybody for money. And the U.S. didn't care. The U.S. didn't care that most of these people were innocent. And they arrested these people, and they sent them to Guantanamo, where they were tortured. And as an American veteran of military service during the Vietnam War, I know that so many of my friends were fought there, and a few of them were prisoners. And the idea that some foreign country would do to them what we've done to our prisoners is horrendous. It's shameful. But that's not the worst part. Not only did the U.S. torture its prisoners, and I mean in the most obnoxious, disgusting way, driven by hatred. It's just horrible. But they also turned to the people that are now their enemies, Syria, Egypt, and even Jordan. And they took these prisoners and they sent them to Syria, Egypt, and Jordan. And they had these prisoners tortured even worse. In other words, when the U.S. wants Syria's dictatorship, we turned to them and we used them. When the U.S. wanted Egypt's dictatorship, we turned to them and we used them. When the U.S. wants Jordan's dictatorship, we turn to them and use them. And then when we're done with them, we just throw them out like rags. That's the kind of disrespectful attitude that the U.S. government, the past administration, we're talking about the Bush administration, that's the terrible attitude. And the Cheney, Dick Cheney, when you read this book, he's guilty of war crimes. That guy should be prosecuted, and the same with Donald Rumsfeld. Our number is 248-557-3300. We were going to take a break, but I have somebody on the line. So let's bring Iyad on the line to say hello this morning, October 26th, here at Radio Ballady, and then we'll take a break in a minute. Iyad, thank you for hanging on and calling.
Hi, Roy. How are you, brother?
Pretty good.
Roy, I have a question for you. I'm listening for your show always, and you know I talk to you twice.
Yes.
I am. And I have a question for you.
Yes,
I know
sir.
In Syria, is there a dictator president in his regime? And the people who fight him is coming from Libya, Afghanistan, Jordan.
You're right. Some of them are.
All terrorists.
Some of them. Not all. I wouldn't say all, but some.
Okay. Go ahead, brother.
No. Go ahead, Iyad. What I was saying was it's not all of the people fighting.
Show, and I want to find what you support. Did you support terrorists or dictator?
Yeah.
This people kill a lot of people in Iraq.
I know.
This people went in my country, and this people don't believe, don't have any religion. This people is coming from, I don't know. But
Iyad, I tell you, I agree with you. There's a big concern about Syria. I'm worried about some of the people fighting. I don't believe all of them are terrorists, but I do believe that the terrorists, because of bad policies, are doing everything they can to push themselves into the conflict. But, Iyad, seriously, the Assad government, really, to torture kids, women, and children. I'm not in favor of the terrorists either, but I can't stand by and watch them, you know, do what they do to innocent civilians. It's terrible. How do we justify that?
Brother, you cannot give the, you see these people in Libya and Tunis. When he coming in the power, you see what kind of people. These people, you need dictator. People don't know how he uses freedom. These people in my country. You know, I'm come to America. I cannot go. I lose my country now. I cannot go back home. If I come from America, I get killed. Because I listen for your show. I want to support you. But before that, I want to find, did you support dictator or did you support terrorist people? I believe everybody, these people in Syria who fight Assad regime is terrorist. I believe that. These people has history.
I respect your opinion, and I know exactly what you're saying, and I am worried.
Brother,
I am very worried. You raise a good point. All I would say is that we still have to find a way to find democracy. It's not with the government, and it's not with the terrorists.
I'm sorry.
Pardon me?
I said we will find the future, but we cannot give these people power. These people don't believe nothing. Just kill. These people go to shopping center, make bomb. Go to these people. It's not like the dictator. If you don't play with dictator, he never play with you. You know?
No, I understand, but
we have a dictator.
There, okay. Do you think there's no way to get rid of the Assad regime and still try to have a democracy, or do you think we're just going to go from one dictator to another?
This is worse than dictator, believe me. These people, when he goes to power, Leila al-Husseini, if she don't use a scarf, she cannot go back to Syria. And nobody, Christian, I have my friend, is Armeni, he's work with me. He killed a lot of people from his family in Syria because he's a Christian. And this is not fair. You know?
No, I know that. Listen, I'm very concerned, and I think, Iyad, you've raised some great points. I don't disagree with everything, maybe a little bit, but I think you raised some legitimate points. Iyad, thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you, brother.
You too. Thank you, man. That was Iyad. Raised some good points. I mean, we have a bad history in the Arab world where we have dictators and tyrants, and we get used to them, and we just work with them. And it's just that when I read about everything that Assad has done in Syria to innocent people, I mean, listen, if he were just attacking the terrorists, quote unquote, it would be a different story. But I see him attacking civilians and neighborhoods and doing, you know, what the dictators do in our country. Is that all that Arabs should be looking forward to, just having dictators, you know, in their countries and their lives? I'd like to think that we deserve better. I want to think that we deserve better. Assad, his wife, their family, everyone, they should be prosecuted. But at the same time, if there are terrorists, yes, they should be prosecuted for terrorism. But I'll tell you, I think that we need regime change in Syria. But it was disturbing to me in reading this book, 500 Days, by Kurt Eichenwald. That's a great book. You need to read it. It talks about how the U.S. walked hand in hand with the Assad regime. They were our buddies. Assad and Bush were friends. And when we wanted to torture somebody, we did it. And when we didn't get anything out of them, because most of these people were innocent, I mean beating people, stripping their skin off, hitting them with hammers on their hands, the terrible things that were being done to prisoners who were falsely accused of being terrorists by the U.S. government. And the Canadian government was part of it. It's the other part of it. The Canadian government and the Australian governments. The most anti-Arab government in the world today is Australia. They hate Arabs. And not just Arabs, they hate Muslims. And they hate Christian Arabs because they don't recognize Christian Arabs as Christians. You know, most Americans view Christian Arabs as just another form of Muslim. And we Christian Arabs might think, oh, we're different. We're not Muslim, we're Christian. But you know what? Many Americans look at us and say, you're not Christian if you're Arab. You're a Muslim. And I'll tell you what, I'm proud to be mistaken for a Muslim. And I'll continue to stand up against the fanatics on all sides, including in our own community. I know there are a bunch of fanatics in Detroit, some of them, a small group of them. I know they're out there. We all know they're there. Dictators, they don't care about democracy. They want to do whatever they want to do. It's about them and their power. And we want to change that. We want to bring democracy. We want to bring respect for everybody. That's what we should be supporting. But when we close our eyes to a dictatorship like we did in Syria and pretend everything is good, this is what we get, this kind of turmoil. And Libya is not a democracy. You're right. I mean, it's horrible, the violence and the terrorism there that's continuing. Look at Iraq. We don't even talk about all the different things that are taking place over there. The news media doesn't care anymore. They got their oil. That's all they cared about. And now we're out. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, you're listening to Radio Ballady. We're just having an open conversation about events in the Middle East. We'll try to talk about some of this stuff and take your phone calls at 248-557-3300. 248-557-3300. I'm Ray Hanania. Remember, our website is radioballady.com. All you got to do is go there. You go to our Facebook page. Great place to share your views. You don't have to wait for the show every Friday. I know we get a lot of people and a lot of email that comes up, and I appreciate it all. So let's take a break, and we will be right back here at Radio Ballady right after these messages.
Jake's Candy, two for $1 candy bags and $1 candy bags available. Wholesale and distribution. Jake's Candy has been satisfying the sweet tooth of thousands of people for over a decade. Now providing delivery service to Columbus, Cincinnati, and Dayton, Ohio, as well as Rochester and Buffalo, New York, and New York City. For New York service, call Sully at 718-213-1264. Or for more information, call Jake's Candy at 248-747-2223. That's 248-747-2223. 747-2223.
Whether it's makluba, warak dawali, tabbouleh, hummus, mensif, or any of more than 1,000 great Middle Eastern recipes, Ziad Brothers Importing is your best source for Mediterranean food products. Ziad Brothers Importing distributes products under the Ziad name and also many other labels, such as Sultan Extra Virgin Olive Oil, and Dana Lebna and Dana Cheese. Try their ready-to-serve microwavable instant side pilafs, including couscous with tomato sauce, roasted green wheat pilaf, cracked wheat pilaf, and rice and lentil pilaf. All tasty, natural, healthy, and authentic Mediterranean dishes, from the microwave to the table in minutes. Ziad food products are available at all major food and grocery stores in Dearborn, Chicago, Windsor, Canada, and around the country. If you can't find the product you want, just ask your grocer to stock them. For more information on food or recipes, visit Ziad Brothers Importing online at www.ziad.com. Ziad offers the best Mediterranean food products from our family to yours.
The American Muslim Center works for the community. It establishes goodness, virtue, and develops relationships between the Muslim communities as well as regional and national non-Muslim communities. The American Muslim Center on Outer Drive in Dearborn. Call 313-565-9314 or visit AmericanMuslimCenter.org. Good news. As of November 17th, immigration has been given new instructions to review and close all pending cases. If you're in immigration proceedings, call attorney Stephen Lagana at 617-283-1018. Free consultation for Michigan residents. Mention Radio Ballady. For the latest in immigration law, Stephen Lagana specializes in immigration and federal court proceedings. Visas of all kinds, deportation, court appeals, open refugee status, and much more. All immigration cases are currently pending review. It's time to get the right attorney working for you. Call immigration attorney Stephen Lagana at 617-283-1018. Mention Radio Ballady. That's 617-283-1018.
And welcome back to Radio Ballady. I'm Ray Hanania. Our number 248-557-3300. We want you to support all of our sponsors, Stephen Lagana, Jemana K. Ruse, the Washington Report on Middle East Affairs. You go to our website at radioballady.com, and you'll get information on all of them because this is how we work together. You know, that's what we do here. I wish we'd do in the Middle East what we try to do here. Yeah, there are a couple people that, you know, they're just selfish. They want to be the dictators of Detroit, I guess. They don't like the fact that I have a radio show. You know, a small handful, because, you know, that's kind of like the Assad, Bashar al-Assads. They're like a couple of them in Detroit, the mini Bashar al-Assads, I call them. You know, they're just haters, and they don't do anything. That's the thing that's really surprising. These dictators that we have in the Middle East and in our community, they don't do anything except help themselves. And then when somebody comes up to try to change things, then they attack them and they call them names and they attack them. They do all kinds of things. They play on the fears and the ignorance in our community. It's shameful. It's very sad. But the way to change it, having an open discussion, the way we are right now. The way to change things, the way to make things better is to talk together, Christians and Muslims, and to respect each other. Eid Mubarak to all the Muslims out there. Today is the Eid al-Adha, the Feast of the Sacrifice. It's a major festival. It's sometimes called the Greater Eid or the Bakr Eid. It's a three-day religious holiday celebrated by Muslims worldwide to honor the willingness of the prophet Abraham to sacrifice his young firstborn son Ishmael as an act of submission to God, and his son's acceptance of the sacrifice, where God intervened to provide Abraham with a ram to sacrifice instead. That's why we feast on lamb this weekend. And even though I'm Christian, many Christian Arabs treat this holiday not in the same religious way, but it's an important event. And we'll be having lamb also this weekend to, you know, in a way show support for our Muslim community. And so we wish them the best for this holiday, this Eid, and this great festival, because it's important. And it's important that Muslims do the same thing for Christians. We could have differences as Muslims and Christians together. We could have differences. We could disagree about the war in Syria. We could disagree about whether King Abdullah in Jordan is doing a good job or not. You know, there are a lot of things that need to be done better in Jordan. And they're not. But we should be able to talk about the things and not fear for our lives. Because as Iyad said earlier, it's true. You say something here, and it's okay. But if you were to say that back in the Middle East, doesn't matter whether it's a democracy or a dictatorship. These Arab countries, they're terrible. You say something, they will kill you. And they don't care whether you're Christian or Muslim. You think Assad cares whether people attacking him are Christian or Muslim? He doesn't care. His family has been running the country for 30, 40 years, 50 years. They've been in control, and they don't want to lose it. It's about money. That's the thing, and they stand there, even Saddam Hussein. It was about money, his power, and money is power. And you have all the money and the wealth, the billions. That's all it is. And we've been plagued in the Arab world with this kind of selfish leadership, these dictators. And Iyad made a great point that I've made also many times, that we Arabs allow it, and we Arabs want dictators with a tough hand, because you know what? We all come from families of a father figure who was tough. The father was the boss. And I'll tell you what, when we have so many kids in our family, the father would be tough and put his foot down, and nobody would ever challenge anything he said. That's the way we were taught. And we've been taught to believe that our dictators are our fathers. And we've been taught to respect whatever they do and say, even when it's wrong. But government and family are two different things. Family shouldn't be run like a government, and government certainly should not be run like a dictatorship. Government should be there to serve you. But the United States is not a great example of good government or democracy. In this country, the most vicious anti-Arab and anti-Muslim acts, And I'm telling you, anti-Christian Arab, the people that hate Christians who say they're Arabs in this country are endless, because Americans don't know. They're the most uneducated people in the world when it comes to the Middle East and their own religious faith. Christian Americans are so blind. I have never met people that are so close-minded, so blind, and so racist when it comes to the Middle East and Christian Arabs. Or Christian Americans who look at Christians from the Arab world and have disdain for us. They don't care who we are. When we say we're Christian, they scoff at us. They don't accept us. Some of them do, small pockets of activists, but the majority don't. And they look at Bethlehem and they see it being destroyed, but they see nothing. They have a picture on their wall every Christmas, and they pray to, oh, little town of Bethlehem, while Bethlehem is burning, while the Christians of Bethlehem are being abused, all because this is about power and money and Israel. Because Christians believe in this country, the only country, that Israel somehow should be in charge of the Christian holy sites, and that Christians have no right to protect their own sites, like the Church of the Nativity, where my cousin is a pastor, or the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. So, yes, we do have problems. 248-557-3300. If you want to share, what do we do? I don't think there's anything we can do. That's why the choice is not between dictatorship and terrorism. The choice is that we keep changing. It's between change and no change. So when someone says to me, Iyad raised a good point. He says, hey, what do you support? The dictator or the terrorist? He's making a great point. That is a choice the way some of us look, but I'll tell you what, I would not choose the dictator. I will reject the dictator, because the real choice is, should we have change or no change? And I say we should have change. And maybe in that change, the dictator will be replaced by a terrorist. Maybe the dictator will be replaced by another dictator. But until we get the change we need, we have to keep bringing change. So yes, I'd rather see the Assad regime thrown out of office and prosecuted for murdering little children and innocent people, women, civilians. Just the brutality. And they're killing far more civilians than any of the terrorists. Yeah, I'm sure there are some terrorists, but do you think the terrorists have killed the tens of thousands of people that the Assad regime has killed? No, of course not. So yeah, so when I have to make the choice, I'll say get rid of the dictator, and I'll then deal with the terrorist. That's the choice. That's the answer to the question that Iyad, who is very courageous, you know, and I believe he's a Christian Arab, and probably Chaldean, and I know that you know, there have been many that Christians in the Middle East have been brutalized, not by Muslims, but by dictators and tyrants and terrorists. And they've been brutalized, and they have no one to defend them. No one stands up for the Chaldeans except themselves. And I respect the tragedy and the brutality that they've had to experience, and I understand their anger. But I urge them, I tell them, we don't take it out on, we don't become what we're against. As a Christian, I'm not mad at Muslims. I embrace Muslims, and we all should. As a Christian Arab, I'm an Arab. And I think as Arabs from the Middle East, we should all stand together for what's right. Because, you know, we are a good people. The big religions came from our regions. Christianity, Judaism, Islam, they all came from the Middle East, from our people. These are our people. Some of them became Jews. Some of them became Christians. Some of them became Muslims. We're all the same. Our religions are what make us different. But those religions come from the same region. And we really need to step back and say, how do we empower ourselves? We empower ourselves by eliminating the divisions. We stop separating ourselves. I don't point to somebody and say, oh, he's Muslim, or she's Muslim, or he's Christian, or she's Christian. No, I don't say that. I look at them and I say, we're all from the Middle East. And we all are from those countries, Syria, Jordan, Palestine, Lebanon, Iraq, all of those countries, Saudi Arabia, all of them. We should work together as one people and be respectful. And when we have a dictator, we need to come together and get rid of the dictators. And we have to bring in true democracy. I'm concerned because I see Barack Obama losing the election. He's a good person. He tried. But racism in this country is too great. You know, Americans are able to hide their hate of black people now by pushing it down and hating Arabs instead. And they allow their anger to focus on Arabs and Muslims. And they become very racist against them. But deep down, they hate black people. And they hate African Americans. And a lot of the anti-Obama vote is because he's African American. But they'll justify it, not by saying because he's black. They'll justify it and say, oh, well, he's a Muslim because his middle name is Hussein. Isn't that the most uneducated thing you've ever heard? 248-557-3300 is our number if you want to call in. I'd love for you to go to our Facebook page and join us and share with us some of your thoughts. I'd love to hear the different views and opinions that you have. If you want to share some ideas, we have a Facebook page for Radio Ballady. You can look up Ray Hanania, RG Hanania. You could like us. You could post your views. You could promote your events. We wanna see it. We wanna see all this stuff. We wanna share it because we need to network together. That's the key. We need to network together. We don't have to disagree to be successful. I mean, we don't have to agree. We can disagree. We don't have to be to agree to be successful. We can disagree and still shake hands. We can disagree about Syria and what needs to be done, but do it in a rational way. Yes, there are some terrorists that are taking advantage of the turmoil in Syria, and I'm sure that it's going to get worse. That's why the longer this conflict goes on, the worse it is going to be. That's why I think the first thing is, though, the Assad family needs to be either stepped down, which I don't believe nobody who is a dictator ever voluntarily steps down and surrenders their power. The Shah of Iran, he was one of the most brutal dictators. Iran was a great lesson for us, and again, I don't mean to single you out, but you did raise some great points. Iyad hit the nail on the head when he addressed this, when he called in at 248-557-3300. He said the choice was between, on one hand, a dictator, and on the other hand, the terrorists. In the middle are the good people that want to change everything. Iran is a good example of what always happens when a Western power gets behind regime change, as they did in Iran, after Iran democratically elected their own leader. We went in and assassinated him. We killed him because he was critical of the United States. And then we helped install the Shah of Iran as the dictator of Iran. And for 30-some years, he brutalized the people. He tortured them. He brutalized them. He murdered them with the Savak. Nobody was safe. And the only thing that you could do to survive in Iran was to pay homage to the dictator and do everything they said. And if they killed your brother or your family member, you had to shut up and not say anything and be quiet. If there was injustice, you couldn't speak out about it. That's what happened in Iran. And then, of course, it boiled over, and the Shah finally got old and lost his power, and they threw him out. And who took over? The crazy religious fanatics took over Iran. And they twisted and distorted a great religion. And they've imposed hardships and brutality. This guy, Ahmadinejad, is a maniac. But he's a maniac that was created by the West. 248-557-3300 is our number. Let's go to Al on line one. Al, thank you so much for calling. What's your thought this morning?
I disagree with what you're saying, Mr. Ray.
Okay.
First of all, you can't compare Iran revolution with what's going on now with the Arab world. Iran revolution was made by one person and all the people that were behind him. So it was a real revolution. And the Arab revolution now, what they're saying, I don't believe in it. All what it is just changing things around. And for about Syria, it's half the people with and half the people again. And I believe if Assad's supposed to step down, I believe the other Arab president's supposed to step down too. We can't just call for one country president to step down and don't say nothing about the rest, because the rest are the same.
Listen, I think you raise a great point, Al. I this is a tough thing because we can never get all of them to step down at once. I wish we weren't in this situation. We've been denied our right to be free in the Middle East. It doesn't matter who our politics or what our religion is, because religion is not the issue. It is politics and power. And these dictators have really put us in a bad situation. But I don't know what the answer is. I think we have to keep fighting for change and hope that one day we get it right. That's the only thing I'm saying.
But I know, I understand that. But everybody, like, just talking about Syria, I am against every one of us. You know, they suppose, all of us supposed to be changed, no matter what. I mean, Syria, it is a religion conflict right now. I mean, I was listening at the Jazeera the other day.
It's being turned that way, you're right.
Yeah, it's about religion right now. It's 100% about religion right now. And I'm sorry to hear that, you know, what's going on, but that's what it is right now.
But I mean, we need to, but Al, don't you think it's, if we want to really help our people, we need to rise up and even though we know that, you know how Arabs are, we're emotional, right? We get angry, our emotion takes over. Pretty soon we start cussing each other out because of our religion. We divide it, we create the division. But shouldn't we stand up and rise and say, okay, look, in spite of the fact that it is about religion, you and I need to say we have to take religion out of it. It's not religion. It's about freedom for people. They should have freedom to live freely.
Correct. But the Syrian people, once that they want the president to be changed, they failed because they're not supposed to carry weapons. They're supposed to stick together. Look at Iran. They're saying Iran. Hundreds and thousands of people died. They did at the end, you know, there was, you know, weapon in the middle of effort, you know.
Right.
But that changed because the whole people, they were one hand. Now, a lot of people, they don't want them Islamic, you know, these fighters on the street. I mean, they are destroying what the Syrian people started. I mean,
right.
It's late for them. I mean, I think it's too late. I mean, look at the West. Now they changed their opinion. Russia, they put red line. They said you can nothing. Nobody can do anything. So there is something more behind Syria. There's something more behind Syria. Maybe we don't know what it is.
Right.
And they know what's going on.
You might be right. Listen, Al, thank you. I think the most important thing is that we have these discussions publicly and that we don't have animosity. And I think you're very respectful, even whether we agree or not. The fact that we respect each other is really what I wish everybody in our community would do. So thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, brother.
You're welcome. Let's go to Jamal next at 248-557-3300. Hi, Jamal.
Yeah, good morning, Gray.
It's like an endless fight. It's not possible, is it?
Well, Ray, here's the situation, like you said. It is whether you die with a sword or you die with a bullet. The problem is which one is going to create freedom with less bloodshed in the Middle East.
Right.
Escape the struggle and the fight over there. What the Middle East is going through right now, especially in the Arabic world, because I think Israel and Turkey somehow, you know, they established some kind of like democratic process among themselves, whether that's good for us or not, but it's working for themselves.
Right.
What the Arabic world going to is kind of like what our country here, America, went during the Civil War. That's hundreds, like 200 or 300 years ago. So we kind of like, you know, lasted that long over there. What's amazing here is that you have regimes in the Arabic world are supporting with arms and supporting the killing of each other, and those regimes actually doesn't have the honey. Meaning, you know, if you don't have honey, you can't just give honey to the others. First, you gotta get the honey for yourself. Regimes like Saudi Arabia, like Dubai, like Qatar, whatever, they okay maybe for their people.
Right.
You know, if the Saudis want to help the Syrians to get freedom, the best they can do is get them a freedom like their freedom.
meaning. You know, the freedom in Saudi Arabia expel a lot of good things, like women can't drive, people can't vote. You know, if the Saudis are willing to extend their wealth to the Syrian people and to the Lebanese, the Palestinians, and, you know, give everybody $100,000, give everybody, you know, a free home built for them, you know, mansions or villas, and then send them out to learn. That's great. I mean, you know, that's great. You know, the Saudi regime is good for their people, because if you are in Saudi Arabia and you are a Saudi,
they take care of you. Yeah.
I mean, what's the, I mean, you know, you
I have, wish every Arab country was like that, though. You know, really, would we be in this problems if we didn't have dictators in Iraq or Syria? Would we have terrorism? Some people argue that we have terrorism because it's in response to the dictators.
Well, it's response to the inequality. Yeah, Ray, look.
Yes, the inequality is a big factor.
Hey, I mean, look at our great system over here. We disagree. We torture politically our, you know, each other here in America. We torture each other. You know, we get you naked as a politician. If you are a people representative, you have no privacy. Right. They'll take down even what, you know, which dorm, you know, you stayed in a college, and what kind of inhaling you did, you know, during the 60s. And,
right.
And, I mean, look, they strip you naked. You know, there's nothing in your life, if you go in politics, stays private. You all, that's it. You're
it's
done.
A fishbowl. Jamal, I gotta move on, but listen, thank you. You always have great words when you call in, and I appreciate it.
Well, it's not the great word. It's just like, look, war doesn't create happiness, and war always creates misery. Sometimes, you know, misery is needed, you know, for deliberation of freedom. But, you know, what I'm seeing in the Arabic world right now, you know, where I came from, a land I love, me and you the same thing, Ray, I am seeing that it's a long run. Whether it's good to fight in Syria and shed all this blood, it's going to create freedom in the future. It's a risk, maybe. So is it good to take it that way, or it's already done? You know, they hijacked the movement of the people. And this happened everywhere. It happened with the French Revolution, with Robespierre. It was a great revolution in France. Robespierre hijacked it and killed everybody. Then he was killed himself.
All right. Listen, Jamal, thank you. I appreciate the call. I got to take one more break here. I got a little behind, so we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Khaled, if you're still on the line, we'll go to you next, or we'll take other callers at 248-557-3300. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back right after these messages.
Icon Computer Megastore. Mention Radio Baladi for great deals. Computers and laptops from $99. Apple computers from $129. Warranties included. Shipping available. Free layaway plans. Arabic to English keyboards, $5. Mouses, $5. Repairs for iPods, iPads, Apple computers, and PCs. Icon Computer Megastore on Greenfield, north of Warren Avenue in Dearborn. Mention Radio Baladi. Call today, 313-582-3100. 313-582-3100.
SevilleMedia.com is a wellspring of media arts. SevilleMedia.com tells God's story through short films, drama, poetry, music, and the internet. And you have free media downloads. Go to SevilleMedia.com and listen to Nasheed, based on the Psalms of the Prophet David, for free downloads in several Arabic dialects of stories, short films, poetry, and music. Go to SevilleMedia.com.
Jake's Candy, 2-for-$1 candy bags and $1 candy bags available. Wholesale and distribution. Jake's Candy has been satisfying the sweet tooth of thousands of people for over a decade. Now providing delivery service to Columbus, Cincinnati, and Dayton, Ohio, as well as Rochester and Buffalo, New York, and New York City. For New York service, call Sale at 718-213-1264. Or for more information, call Jake's Candy at 248-747-2223. That's 248-747-2223.
Whether it's makluba, warak dawali, tabbouleh, hummus, mensif, or any of more than 1,000 great Middle Eastern recipes, Ziad Brothers Importing is your best source for Mediterranean food products. Ziad Brothers Importing distributes products under the Ziad name and also many other labels, such as Sultan Extra Virgin Olive Oil and Dana Lebna and Dana Cheese. Try their ready-to-serve microwavable instant side pilafs, including couscous with tomato sauce, roasted green wheat pilaf, cracked wheat pilaf, and rice and lentil pilaf. All tasty, natural, healthy, and authentic Mediterranean dishes from the microwave to the table in minutes. Ziad food products are available at all major food and grocery stores in Dearborn, Chicago, Windsor, Canada, and around the country. If you can't find the product you want, just ask your grocer to stock them. For more information on food or recipes, visit Ziad Brothers Importing online at www.ziad.com. Ziad offers the best Mediterranean food products from our family to yours.
And welcome back to Radio Ballady here at WNZK AM 690. Our website is radioballady.com. Our number 248-557-3300. Let's go back to the phones and welcome Khaled if he's still there. Khaled, thank you for hanging on.
Good morning. Thank you. You hear me?
Yes, go ahead. Thank you, Khaled, for calling in.
No problem. I got a few questions. No, actually, it's not a question, but it's like a correction to the for what you say about Iraq and Iran. What
sure.
The reason they brought first what Shah Iran, he was the spoiled child for America. He was him and Israel. They were together. I mean, no doubt about it. But what happened is here is when Saddam came to the power, he came through CIA train, and he tricked them. He kicked all the American oil company from Iraq. So United States, they didn't like it. What happened is they set up a plan because they knew he was going to grow up, and Iran is an Islamic country. And they're both actually Islamic, but one with Iran, one with America, one against America. So that's when they planned the war, because they want to make Israel to be a very powerful country in Middle East. That's what happened. That's why they demolished both countries, because do you remember the Watergate, not Watergate, the Oliver North trial, because they found out Reagan was with Iraq and George Bush, the father, he was with the Iran. They were given a weapon and they were given food in the same time, and also information for both of them. And the loser was Iraq and Iran.
Right. They used us. We were used, but we let them use us. And it's almost like sometimes we would prefer the dictator because that's the only time we think that we'll have consistency. But don't you hope that one day we'll get past the first round of dictators, then the next round of terrorists, and maybe have democracy? Isn't there a hope one day that we could see democracy in the Middle East, or is it not possible?
It's going to happen, but it's not going to be in our time. It's going to take about a good 30, 40 years. Believe me, it's not going to happen. But over here, one thing here, if you look at it, about the Christianity in Middle East, Christianity, in my opinion, is not going to last too long. Within 100 years, it'll be gone. Only with one condition. If America or NATO or European, they can stand behind them like they stand behind Israel.
Right.
Okay. We got over 25 or 30 million Christian compared to 1 billion Muslim in Middle East. Believe me, we are like, 1%? We're nothing to them, population-wise. But look at the Israel. There's only, 6-7 million in the Middle East?
Right.
They got the whole Middle East under their control. They can go hit any country in the Middle East with no problem, and nobody will say nothing to them. And all these Arab leaders, they turn their head or they ignore it.
Well, that's one thing where you hear a lot of people argue that, hey, what's right is right, but sometimes we can't have justice. So why not create a country in the Middle East that is a Christian Arab country? And that's behind the big push in Lebanon, you know, which a lot of people have argued. Just like they gave a country to the Jews, why don't they have a country for the Christians in the Middle East? But is that the right way to go? Because then I think it just causes more trouble.
Okay, let's say America doesn't care about, believe me, that America doesn't care about Christianity in the Middle East.
I agree with you.
It exists Jewish to be there. They have to power behind them. They don't care. But it's going to be one country in the Middle East, Christianity. But if they don't do America or Israel, if they don't do anything against Hezbollah, because that one is running the country right now. It's a shame to say it. Lebanon used to be a Christian country population-wise. Now is Islamic more than Christian over there. And Hassan Nasrallah, whatever his name is, he's in charge. He's got his hand all over the country. Why? Because Iran and Syria behind it. But let me tell you one thing. Let's say, imagine there's two buildings, one higher and one wide. And if you want to demolish them, watch the wide one. Okay? When they demolish it, look at it. You got Iran, Syria, and Hezbollah. So they waiting for Syria to go down so they can have the Hezbollah and Iran is going to go after him. That's not going to last, believe me. I would say within another 5 years, something is going to happen in Iran because the Iranian people, they are tired of it. Believe me, they prefer to have Shah. He's a dictator. I agree with you, but...
But you're right. Listen, in other words, sometimes the people prefer the dictator over the uncertainty of the violence and terrorism.
Okay, look at the dictator they have in Tunis and dictator they have in
Israel. No, you're right. I understand your point. I think it's a great point. Khalid, listen, I got to go because we're at the end of the show. But it was very kind of you to hang on. I hope you felt you got your point out. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Listen, we only got a couple minutes left. Not a lot, but I just want to say thank you again. I also, again, want to wish all of the Muslim listeners Eid Mubarak, a great Eid. This is an important holiday for them, and we respect it. This Feast of the Sacrifice is very important. And it's a holiday that touches on an event that is sacred to Christians also. So that's why Christian Arabs, we should in a way celebrate the Eid al-Adha with our Muslim brothers and sisters because this sacrifice by God, through Abraham, of Abraham's firstborn son Ishmael as an act of submission was something that is important to all of us. So this Eid holiday, even though it is the Muslim Eid al-Adha holiday, it's important to us as Christians and Christian Arabs, and we should respect it and offer our best to the community. Yes, we do have problems all over the world. It's not just between Arabs and Muslims and Christians. We have the problem of Israel and Israel's refusal to embrace peace. But I believe President Abbas, by going to the UN, is taking the right steps to push for that. And once it's made, he's going to reach out to Israel and try to negotiate and call Israel's bluff again. I'm Ray Hanania here at Radio Balady, WNZK AM 690. Again, please visit our website at radiobalady.com. I hope you'll join us on Facebook, and I hope you'll join us again next week when we have another open line discussion with our listeners about issues in the news. I'm Ray Hanania. Have a great week and a wonderful Eid Mubarak. to our Muslim listeners. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. See you next week.
This is WNZK.